Greetings everyone and welcome back to Dice Club! Last time, after Secret connects to the first access port, the party fights a really big and cool robot. They defeat it just before Secret finishes opening the port, revealing a spiral staircase leading downwards. Let's see what happens next!
You travel down this staircase, which gets dark as soon as the port above you closes. Seeker kind of hits the side of their head with their hand, and their eyes begin glowing brighter, acting as headlights, kind of illuminating the area in a light bluish white.
Oh, cute.
It is of note that there is no other kind of access panel on this side. You descend this spiraling staircase for a kind of a very long time, actually. Is there any roleplay we want to do, or should we just kind of spiral montage?
Marsh is just kind of up towards Seeker, just kind of studying them as they walk.
Okay.
Or descend.
Spiral montage.
Spiral montage. Okay, so you reach the bottom after, like, probably about a solid half hour of just walking down these steps.
Hey,
and there's kind of some just rubble strewn around, some large chunks of bent metal and stone that's all overgrown, laid around the edges of this circular room. Among the rubble, you also see a closed door. Seeker goes up to it and investigates and says, "I can open this at any point, although it seems you may wish to recuperate before we continue onwards."
Is there something behind the door, Seeker?
They look at the door and they say, "According to my charts, it should just be a passageway. I would have no indication of knowing if there is anything outside of the city layout."
I know what's behind the door. It's the rest of our adventure.
Oh, you're so right, Venus.
Thanks, guys.
In that case, I'm so pumped. Right. We don't even have to rest or nothing.
I don't need to stop.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm pumped after that battle. Let's go.
Ren is flexing and stretching and, like, doing the little,
like
jump
thing.
Like,
why wouldn't we just sit here for a little bit and just, like, you know, chill out and maybe recoup?
And, you know, just... And just maybe take a long rest, because I know that a lot of you are very damaged after the battle.
I forgot about that. I'm sort of like feeling about like one third of my health is gone mysteriously. I would like to take a small nap, Seeker, actually.
You know what? Now that you mention it, I could use a little rest.
See, because I've changed my hit points and I'm at max.
Thanks, guys. My health is fine. I just want my special abilities.
Can I do an investigation or perception on this room?
Yeah, you can roll perception.
I swore that I had perception proficiency, but that's all right. 14.
14. Okay, with a 14, you can kind of just see what I've described already. It's a very small,
Got it.
The room is the same width as the, kind of shaft of the spiral staircase. And there just seems to be this, the rubble that's kind of overgrown and the doorway. There's no movement. There's no anything. You can see there's some kind of grasses and like mosses and stuff. But that is, it looks pretty much, more or less the same as the stuff that you've already seen.
Got it.
But there does not seem to be any immediate like danger.
Thank God.
So do you guys want to take a short rest or long rest?
Already there, baby.
I thought we were already doing it.
Which one?
I'm taking a nap in the corner.
Long
or short? Because that will
I would love to
things.
Sleep for 8 hours.
I think Ren needs it.
Yeah. I think Ren specifically would love to sleep for 8 hours. God.
So take a long rest. You get your spell slots and health and abilities all back.
We do that.
You do that. Any role playing you want to do here?
Long rest.
We're
taken.
So good at this.
That was such a good rest. I love sleeping, and I love being in a hole in the ground.
How are Ren's dreams?
Ren has delightful dreams of large women and sugar plums.
Okay.
What real is hell?
Venus's dreams. Women. See, that's like a nightmare for him, I think.
Something I just realized.
What's that?
We're going down again into I wouldn't say underground. I'm not sure where we are in relation to that, but it sure feels like it.
Another hole in a cave. I love it.
I think this is what we're made for.
I can't believe there's a shaft and a hole.
Sorry. Marsh goes up to Seeker and gestures for them to open the door.
Okay. And they move over to the door and they open it. And ahead of you, you enter a hallway that looks almost nothing like the area that you've seen so far in the city. The same green and gray combination that you've seen throughout this world is still very prevalent, but it doesn't look like the sprawling, large, spacious city that you've seen prior to this. It's more closed off, constricted. It looks like the plant life is even more densely populated here. You can see light amounts of grasses and some small flowers lining the walls and floors. It is a, as well as mosses and vines. It is a long hallway that stretches out around 200 feet wide, but only about 100 feet up this time. It seems to stretch out for a long time, the dense air constricting what would, on the first level, be a clear view up into the nothingness. This hallway seems to stretch on for what looks like miles ahead of you. What do you do?
Walk down the hallway,
I
guess.
Seem the same as the ones in our native world.
You can roll a nature check.
I would love to roll a nature check.
Are there any spores to collect?
Okay. That is a natural one, but
oh,
it is
no.
plus a 6, so
I don't think you add.
Okay, I think nat ones don't count for skill checks.
They should.
Sure.
If you got a nat one acrobatics, you'd fall on your face. They count.
Yeah.
I do have...
I want Marsh to fall on their face.
I want Marsh to die a painful... No, I don't. Why would I say
what?
That?
What? What?
Have...
What's wrong with
my
you?
My proficiency bonus is doubled for any ability check that makes use of my proficiency with a tool, and I feel like my herbalism kit would count for this.
But you got a nat one.
So we could bump... We could bump it up to a 13.
We could bump my nat 1 up to a nat 2.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, what? Tell me.
I think it's just going to be a nat 1 this time, which sucks. But.
Yeah. you suck.
I know.
Okay. You see some plants.
Yeah.
Are they completely foreign to me?
They're there.
Can I do a nature check?
You know what, Venus? Yeah. Go ahead and do a nature check for me.
That is a 17.
17. With a 17, you can see that a lot of these plants are very close to what you have seen. You maybe haven't seen as much as everybody else, but there is one thing in particular that does not look like something that you've seen before. There are these kind of vines that are like thick and almost luminescent.
Ooh, I love luminescent
Venus
vines.
Reaches into her bag and she pulls out a pair of glasses and she like flicks them open, puts them on her face, and she takes out a notepad and a pencil and she's very studiously taking notes about these plants. And you said what's with the vines? Say it again.
They are a couple inches thick and almost luminescent.
I'm gonna take my cool rock out of my bag, which I do have noted on my character sheet here. I'll have you know I do.
Good.
I do have a cool rock in my inventory.
Good.
Famous Venus inventory staple.
Yes, exactly. And I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna toss it at a vine.
Okay, you throw the rock at a vine and You threw a rock at a vine. Congratulations.
Nothing happened?
Nope.
Wow, good job, Marsh Venus.
Marsh continues moving forward.
I pick up the cool rock and I put it back in my pocket because I want to keep it. And I also want to touch the vine.
Okay. You grab a vine, and as you kind of turn it...
Constitution saving throw.
No, no constitution save.
Wisdom save.
Make an investigation check.
Oh, yay. I love rolling. Save. I don't get to do this much. Investigation. 12.
12. Okay. As you turn them over in your hand, or as you turn this vine over in your hand, you note the distinct sort of rubbery consistency that it has. Mm. And they aren't exactly glowing, but they do have a kind of a sheen over them that catches and refracts any light that is around.
Can I pull one off?
What was that?
Can I pull one off the wall?
Yeah. Go for it.
I do that.
This is just like strength. A pool of water.
What am I rolling?
Strength.
Strength.
That is an 18 plus 7. I'm so strong.
Okay, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You pull... Seven. Wait, 18 plus 7?
Yeah. Okay.
You pull the vine off the wall, and it... I think like four come down.
Hell yeah, just jackpot.
Out of a cluster or whatever. I don't know how vines work, but they do like that here. So, and you can see kind of at the end where it broke off of the, where it was like kind of connected and the like where it broke when you pulled it. The interior of these vines, typically vines have the consistency of like slightly more pliable tree branch, but... At the break, you can see this cross section looks more almost akin to aloe vera.
It's goopy. Ooh. Oh my god, I sniff it.
This is just
like the pool of water.
It is. I want to
Marsh, I want to eat this so bad. Do you think this is edible?
Marsh one has way to find out. Forward.
No, don't.
Do Marsh is gone.
Marsh has been walking. All right.
I think Cerdan is also walking forward.
Yeah, Meadow has been trying to walk
after
forward this
Venus
whole time.
After Venus took out her glasses and her notepad, Marsh started moving forward.
Wow! Okay. I thought you'd appreciate my studiousness.
Okay, Ren resists the urge to lick the aloe vera.
I'm so proud.
And he takes the vine that he pulled off the wall and like wraps it around his neck like a fashionable scarf. Like
oh,
one
that's,
end.
That could
that's
backfire.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It you like wrap it around a couple times. It's probably about as long as like let's we'll say 50 feet.
Well, huh?
Jesus.
It's about the
Doctor Who scarf.
Literally.
Yeah. But it's like a bundle of rope, and you have that now.
Great.
Cool, yeah.
Now who's making bondage jokes? Okay.
What?
Nobody, what?
Nobody was.
Nobody really. Was. You
Because
you
said the word rope?
Because no, I talked about
sorry,
ropes?
I made the joke in my brain.
I said
brain.
Ropes once.
Montage.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving and I'm never coming back.
It was a reference. Because I started thinking
Walking
about Cyrus
montage.
Is the thing, is right. the problem. I'm so sorry, chat.
Okay, so you continue on following Seeker. I think Seeker and Marsh are a bit ahead of everybody. Everybody else is kind of following a little bit behind. You continue on following Seeker all the way until the chamber stops. You've been walking for around 4 hours.
Whoa!
And fun. You realize now, cardio. At the end of the hallway, that the ceiling has been sloping downward very, very slightly. Now it's to about 50 feet above you. There's a door on the wall in front of you with an access port next to it.
Serdan's going to walk up and look at that access port.
Okay. Are you going to roll?
Well, I guess so, if you're going to tell me to.
We are in roll
Do you
want to
roll investigation?
Today.
Yeah, I'll roll investigation. You know what?
I mean,
I'll
typically in D&D, I don't tell you, like, it's not, hey, I'm
I'll
gonna...
I'll do an investigation as well.
All right, you can both do investigation
you do.
Checks.
You do say roll for investigation.
How about a five?
Five. It looks there, and it's a square on the wall with a hole in it. Cool.
Hey.
What about a seven?
I also rolled a seven.
It's a square on the wall with a hole in it that goes in.
You guys are so
about a little bit.
Bad at investigating. I rolled a nat one.
Seeker, go ahead.
It's a shape on a shape.
I actually rolled a 19.
I believe we're ready to continue.
Meadow, it's all on you.
With your 19, you can see that it looks pretty much identical to the other access ports that you've done. Seeker would have no issue connecting to this.
Yes!
Okay. So, my voice is getting scratchy. I need to take a sip before we get
it's
into this next
It's like
stuff.
Too high. Yes.
New character voice.
Hello.
Oh, whoa.
Seeker connects to the port and the door opens. It's much thicker than you anticipated it being. The door is probably 2 or 3 feet thick. Before they step through, they look in and they say, "Something is not right. This is not in any of my charts. I will recalibrate them." And then they step through.
Well, I don't like that. That's a pretty bad thing to me to hear.
Saradin's gonna try to, like, get through the door as they do, like, squeeze past them so that they can be ready in case something tries to get them.
Okay. I think you're able to do that. You can weave around their legs. And as you all follow, you see the room that you're in. And you've seen it enough times to immediately recognize it. You see the round stone walls etched with those same runes and that same pool of water.
It's the pool
settled in the center of it.
Hey guys, I feel like we should investigate this.
There's another door at the opposite end of the room. Seeker standing there, looking off into the middle distance, updating their memory drives.
Great. I am gonna sniff that water.
The runes that are on these walls.
Oh.
Do they match the runes that are on the portal?
They're the same like type of runes, but that's not new information.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and I have markings of them.
Yes.
Is there any way I can go to Seeker and try and make some kind of check to help them do what they're trying to do with their like kind of internal like compass bank?
No.
I'm trying to think, because they are just kind of
routine.
Yeah, I think you could roll. I need to look at the skills. Oh, and Cyrus is here too.
I can just do straight
intent. I forgot that he was here, but he's also here.
I would never forget that he's here.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm apologizing. I'm normal. Anyway.
Give me one moment.
You forgot, and that's okay.
Yeah.
We need like a tech skill.
There's no, like, yeah.
It's Dungeons and Dragons. There should be a dragon.
They made an artificer
class.
They
literally made a technology class.
Oh. Did they really?
Yes.
Yeah, because they have, like, a fucking religion check. There should be a tech check. Tech.
I think you could probably make an intelligence check, but I want you to kind of describe what actual action that you're taking here to help this go along. Because I want you to do this, but I can't think of anything that you'd specifically be doing, but if you want to outline that, that'd be great.
Yeah. I have artificer infusions, and I haven't done any yet.
Okay.
But the three ones I have picked were Mind Sharpener, Homunculus Service, and I believe Replicate Magic Item. Those aren't important right now.
Yeah.
What I wanted to do is see if I can kind of infuse them with Mind Sharpener, which the prerequisite is a suit of armor or robes.
Okay.
The infused item can send a jolt to the wearer to refocus their mind. The item has 4 charges. When the wearer fails a constitution saving throw to maintain concentration on a spell, the wearer can use its reaction to expend one of the item's charges to succeed instead. The item regains 1d4 expended charges daily at dawn. So that's not, like, exactly what they're doing.
Right.
I don't think they're, like... But I'm willing to expend one of my infusions...
I think,
and make a roll with it to help them out with this.
Do you usually have to roll for an infusion?
No, but since it's not really like the exact wording, I figured that I think rolling would kind of help with kind of bending this magic.
Okay. If you want to roll, I don't think you need to roll. I think using one of your infusions is worth it enough for someone who's not going to be casting any spells.
Great.
What does that look like, infusing this into Seeker?
Ooh, I think Marsh takes out some of their tools, like their tinkers and Smith's tools, and I think just like goes in and like a can of like WD-40 and just kind of starts like loosening up some areas and like making them like smoother and stuff. And I think as they do this, like the like moss and stuff on Seeker kind of like glows a little bit. And Marsh is being very careful to like respect all of the plants on Seeker's body.
Yeah.
And is just kind of like going around it and giving like small like tweaks and stuff. Specifically around their head and their neck and shoulders.
I like that a lot. Okay, you do that, and after you have finished your infusion, very shortly after that, Seeker has finished updating their memory drives, and they look at you and they say, sorry, give me a second. One. This is a really good moment. I think some new things. I'm good.
Thanks, G.
Thanks, G.
I also...
Their name is Marsh.
I want to see if I can... If you'll let me do this.
All right, shoot.
It also says... When you finish a long rest, you can infuse an item. If the item requires attunement, you can attune yourself to it the instant you infuse the item. Can I attune myself to Seeker?
That's so cute.
I don't know how that would work, but I think that would be cool.
I think you can attune yourself to Seeker. I like that a lot.
Amazing.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that's going to mean, but...
What does attune mean?
It's a thing that we have never, ever used, where sometimes magical items that you have, you need to spend time to attune yourself to them, or else the magic doesn't work. But that's something that we've never really touched on, because I think it's boring and limits the gameplay. But if you want to attune yourself to Seeker, then I'm more than happy to let that
happen. It's the magic of friendship.
Great.
Literally. The magic of friendship.
Just like in My Little Pony.
You two are linked now.
What's My Little Pony?
I don't know what that's going to do. Yeah, what is it? Sorry,
it's
what
like,
was?
It's like a horse, Marsh, but it's small.
Marsh is Twilight Sparkle. Oh, that's cool.
Twilight Marsh.
I thought Marsh was more of like a Fluttershy.
Okay.
But here we are.
Yeah.
Ren is Applejack.
But like then...
Wait, Meadow's Applejack. What am I even saying?
How is Meadow Applejack?
Meadow is not... Okay.
Meadow is not Applejack.
Well, but you're like in the country. Think about it.
No, Ren is Spike.
Yes, I'm sorry for even suggesting anything otherwise.
We've had this conversation, exact conversation before.
No, we had it about ourselves, not the character.
I don't care.
It doesn't work as well with characters, so.
Yeah, they're not really one or two.
Guys, seriously, what is My Little Pony?
It's
like a horse. Is there anything else that anyone wants to do?
Well, I said when we got to this room that I wanted to sniff that fucking water.
It's true.
And you kind of glossed over it.
Sniff that water.
Investigation.
Roll, perception.
Okay. Because
I think that's you're perceiving.
I asked you in Saradin's voice, so
yeah.
Saradin, I need to know how Saradin's water smells.
11.
With an 11, it smells. Reminiscent of the water that you have smelled before.
Wow.
I can't believe they remember that.
A little bit. I think it hasn't been that long.
This is great podcasting.
Plus, we spent a long time with that water.
It's been like 3 years for us, but for them, it's not been that long.
Not 3 years, but with your perception, you also notice that kind of in this room, you don't hear... On the upper layer, there was kind of an electric thrumming sound that kind of permeated through the atmosphere. But when you're in this room, you don't hear it. And you also realize when you were in the hallway, you didn't hear it that time either.
So,
but the water smells pretty much the same as the other one.
Does it smell good?
It smells like water that's been sitting in a pool for a while.
Is it stinky? Mm. Really good.
Very tempting. But, so you're saying that since we kind of, like, went into the hallway, like, down the shaft, we haven't heard that electric humming?
Yes.
I relay that I have noticed this to everyone else. Seems kind of quieter in here, doesn't it?
Oh, I just thought my hearing was really bad.
I mean, could be. Could be that. Maybe we all just got worse hearing all of a sudden.
Welcome to my world. Age is not a fun friend.
My circuits are in peak condition, and I have also noticed this lack of sensory input.
Nice.
Oh, there you have it.
Well, I mean...
So...
Seeker, where do we go from here? Seeker?
What's up?
Where do we go from here?
Oh, there's another door on the other end of the room.
That's a beautiful Seeker voice.
I slap that door open.
Okay, you go up to the door and you slap it and nothing happens.
Think of this room.
Because there's an access panel next to it as well.
Oh my god. Seeker, get over here.
Seeker goes to the...
big Seeker. Lug.
Seeker goes to the door and...
Don't call them that.
They like it.
I do not.
Sorry, I'm feeling silly. I just sniff some.
There's
not
something
so
in the water,
water.
I think.
Energy today is awful.
You all are quite the characters. And then they connect to the access panel, and the door opens. Hey everybody, it's Tin, and I have your show notes. Step this way for step right up and take your show notes. That's, I don't know why I did a weird circus thing there, but here we are. I'm the ringmaster, I guess. I want to give a super quick shout out to Dax Ayrton on Reddit. That's DAXAYRTON on Reddit. He's really cool. You should go check out all of his homebrew stuff. I want to thank you all for listening. The listener response has been awesome recently. We've had a bunch of people. I think we had the second highest single day listenership peak of all time last week. So that is really, really cool. Keep up the good work. We are growing right now at a really steady pace, and that's awesome. But to grow even more, we need you. We don't advertise anywhere. We don't really do anything. So the only way we have to kind of spread the word is through word of mouth. And it's worked pretty well so far, and I don't see why it can't keep working. So if you would, you can share any Dice Club-related content on social media with the hashtag TheDiceCast. You can follow us on our various socials at linktr.ee/thediceclubpodcast. Yeah, if you could just tell a friend about the show, tell anybody about the show, just start spewing nonsense about the show in to anyone who will listen, and I will be grateful. My co-hosts will be grateful. I already am. So grateful. I need to say that. I am so thankful for what the show has turned into and what the show is doing. And it's just really awesome that I get to make this for you. So thank you for letting me do that. The next episode will be out on, April 9th. I will talk to you then. You move through and enter a smaller room than you were in before this stone chamber. It's a few dozen feet wide, about 15 feet high, and there's a door at the far end of the room. There are a few other things in this room as well. You can see a few of those ports where the tendrils came up from, which you didn't notice any in the hallway coming up this way. They look basically the same as they always have. You can see that there is... on the wall, or not on the wall, next to the wall, there is a kind of a dock that has three large pods attached to it, all metallic, and there's another dock on the other side of the room with two pods that are smaller. And in the center of the room, there is a machine kind of jutting out of the floor in the center. It's about the size of like a mini fridge, and it's pulsating with electricity. It's the only machine in this room and in the entirety of the lair that, from what you've seen, is running. The electricity, in fact, is kind of jetting off of it, occasionally lashing out through the air. The room has that same kind of gray and green color palette with all the same types of flora that were in the other hallway. The grass, moss, vines, and flowers.
I'm gonna go over and check out one of the smaller pods.
Okay. Well,
I would like to go and investigate the machine as
okay.
well.
And shooting out lightning?
Okay.
Saradin, roll investigation check.
I don't know why I keep doing this. I have a minus one, and I rolled a two, so that's a one.
Okay. Wow. 31. Those things. They are there, and you see them.
I bet I could fit in here. Should I get inside that? The pod?
No.
I think so.
I feel like, I mean, okay, wait. There's five pods? There's five of us. I'm not counting.
No, of course not.
Listen. Oh, my God.
No.
Saradin, can you smell it?
Not unless we figure out, like, a good reason to do that. No.
You know what, Venus? You're onto something.
I always am. You guys never understand this.
Would it be a perception?
Yep.
I think it's acrobatics, actually.
That's a 13.
Okay. With the 13 perception, you can see that it smells like metal.
You can see that it smells.
You can see that it smells like metal and kind of... It like acidic a little bit, and it is like harsh on your nose. Mm. It is not great. It doesn't smell awesome.
Okay, maybe I won't get in here, but I'll keep it in mind, and then I'm gonna go and see that machine also, but I'm gonna keep a healthy distance away and let Marsh get
right.
close.
Marsh, roll that investigation.
You're gonna let me get close to it? All right.
However close you want to get with the electricity running.
Straight up Marsh as close as they can get to the machine.
Okay. I'll say that you can get fairly close. You can get a couple feet away from it.
If I went closer, would I take damage?
Maybe. Judging by the lightning, you probably would.
I want to get close enough to be able to touch it.
We took a long rest.
Okay.
You're good. Remember that long rest we had? I do.
Roll investigation.
Amazing. I don't know why I don't have proficiency in investigation. This would definitely be a use of my tools. Hey, guess what?
What's that?
Is that a natural 20? Yes, it is.
Oh, was it a natural 20?
My investigation. It would be a 26 altogether.
Wow.
Whoa.
You said you're yes. not.
I'm doubling my
experience. What's the word?
My investigation skill. Because I have proficiency in the tools.
Gotcha. Okay.
Identify this.
Okay. So with a 26.
Natural 20.
Natural 20. You see that it appears to be, if not generating the power, it seems to be a node that will like kind of accept power from a different source and then distribute it. But it is currently not doing any of that, and the electricity that it would usually distribute has nowhere to go, hence all of the flaring.
Yes.
Speaking of that flaring, you are going to make let's say, dexterity saving throw.
Great. My dex is plus one. It's an 8.
Okay.
You mean a 28, nat 20.
I don't care about taking damage.
That's 7 lightning damage.
Okay. Can I, Marsh, kind of like... The electricity goes through their body, and then they kind of, like, shake it off after a minute. Can I see if there are connecting ports to these pods? That would come from the main hub.
Okay, you can look...
to the main hub.
Yeah, go ahead and roll... you can just roll a general investigation, I think, on the room, because I don't want to make you do that a bunch of times for everything that's in this room.
20,
okay.
Not natural.
So with a 20, as you're looking around the room, you can see that there is a port that leads into kind of the dock where the pods are. there's a port that mm-hmm. leads into, or there's one that leads into either dock, since there are two docks with pods. There's one that leads into the wall next to the door. And as you're looking at that, port, you see that the door looks fairly damaged. It looks like it closed like way harder than it should have, kind of smashing into itself on either side, mashing the sides together. But that is what you see.
Okay. All of the ports around the room, do they have the same... Is it the same type that Seeker has in their finger?
No.
That would need to go into these. Interesting. Can I do a check to try and rewire these? Rewire the electricity to the pods correctly?
How would you be rewiring them?
There's a port to each of the sections of the pods. Do I know what needs to go into the port with my natural 20 and not natural 20? Like, is it a cable? Is it...
It looks like it's just like something plugs in there.
And I didn't find anything that could plug in there around the room.
Just what I already told you.
Okay. Seeker, I don't think there's anything more I can do in this room at this point. The door looks damaged, but do you think you'd be able to open it with the port?
I can certainly try. And they walk over to it, and they connect to the port, and after a couple seconds pass, and nothing happens, and they disconnect and say, it appears that without power, this door will not be able to open.
All right. Ooh. I have an idea. The door that we came from, that's still open. People can go back through that, right?
Yes.
And how big is this room?
The room is a couple dozen feet wide and 15 feet tall. It's like a square.
How far are the pods from the main hub?
Say like 10 feet.
Okay. I need everyone to leave this room.
Oh.
You sure?
Or get near the door.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool, I guess.
All right.
Right.
I don't know about you all, but I trust you completely.
Oh, Cyrus.
I just wanted to say something to Cyrus, that affable rascal.
Actually, Cyrus, you should stay in the room.
Yeah, you should probably stay, yeah. Just get damaged or whatever.
Should I also take a...
Yes.
Okay. And
unless you'd like to get hurt.
Wow.
Marsh self-sacrifice.
Wow.
And noble. I would like to put my hands on the main mini fridge, the main node, and I would like to cast Thunder Wave.
Go ahead and make a Constitution saving throw.
That's fine with me. Oh, God.
I have a spell that could help, but it only works on myself.
Oh, no.
That's a natural 6.
And what's added onto that?
Nothing.
Oh my god.
Oh,
that's what I already added. I rolled a 2.
Jeez, okay, you can go ahead and take 14 points of lightning damage.
14?
14. And
can I keep my hands on it?
Before you are able to cast the spell, you are launched backwards.
Damn it.
And it is not successful.
Hold on.
Marsh, are you good?
Can I try again?
Marsh, are you good?
Oh my god.
Hey, Marsh? That didn't look like it went well for you, Marsh.
Just like,
if you really want to try again.
That did not look like it went very well
like
for you.
I would like to try again.
Eldath above, this bitch crazy.
We're all in agreement that if they
actually
try a third time,
let
we stop them, yes?
Look at something.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And I just want you to know that those dice that I rolled for damage, I did not roll the highest that I could have. So right. There's that.
Well, I have 37 hit points left, I'm fine.
Marsh dies!
Marsh shakes off the lightning again, and I'm going to don my armor model.
Okay.
which I believe, if I remember what I had before, was Infiltrator.
I think so.
Which included Lightning Launcher.
Ooh.
A gem-like node appears on one of your armored fists or on your chest. Counts as a simple ranged weapon with a normal range of 90 feet and a long range of 300 feet. Deals 1d6 lightning damage on a hit. Walking speed increases by 5, and I have dex stuff.
Okay,
that doesn't matter.
Perfect.
So I'm going to go up to it again. You want me to make another constitution saving throw?
If you're going to touch it, then yes.
That's better. That's a 17.
Ooh. Okay.
And
just 8 points of lightning damage at that point. And I think with your gloves, you're able to not get knocked back.
Cool. 29 now. I'm going to cast Thunderwave.
Okay.
And I'm trying to, like, push this electricity out to the rest of the nodes.
I see what you're going for here.
Pods.
And I really want to help you make this work. I don't know that lightning gets pushed by force. I don't know that that's...
I can do the lightning launcher then.
Okay.
It does say thunderous force sweeps out from you for the thunder wave.
Okay.
Thunder damage is different than electric damage, though.
It is not,
lightning damage. All right, so, there's five pods?
Five total, three on one, two on the other.
All right, then I'm going to use my lightning launcher to just start hitting each of these from the, main port.
Okay.
So, ranged weapon.
Go ahead and make a ranged attack roll.
What the fuck? What do I add? I add that my dex to that, right?
Yeah.
That's a natural 5.
All right. I think this is
what... I mean, they are objects.
This is what happens. You, the lightning travels through you. It hurts, and you fire it out through your launcher. It connects with, one of the ports, but it kind of just fizzles, and nothing happens.
The pods, are they, like... I don't think I'm completely sure what they are. Are they, like, people-sized? Are they, like, pods that you can climb into?
You could investigate the pods, if you'd like.
Sure.
Yeah, good luck with that.
What the fuck is wrong with me? If I'm using my tool proficiency, then that would be... 8?
8. Okay, with an 8, you could tell that the two smaller ones are maybe... For you, it would be cramped. I don't think you'd be able to fit in the two smaller ones, but maybe some of your compatriots would. And the other three are a bit larger and would be able to ostensibly fit someone inside, assuming there was room someone in there. And as you're investigating them, you can kind of see like seams along the sides of them. The three larger ones have the same kind of seam pattern, and the two smaller ones have the same kind of seam pattern as each other, but you don't. That's all you can really tell about them.
Did you say earlier if there were any, like, buttons or just, like, a port on the main?
Nope. Just a port.
Just a port.
Okay.
Marsh goes to the middle node to try again.
Oh my god.
Okay.
You're just watching Marsh fail and fail.
Are you guys like
point.
Cool with just like letting Marsh just
Marsh
keep taking all this damage?
Did we not ASMR?
Can we stop them if they tried again? Sorry, I zoned out completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey Marsh, do you need a heal? I keep hearing electricity sounds.
Wait for you. Maybe we come up with a different plan.
Maybe I will get in one of the pods.
Yeah.
You know what? What's the worst that could happen? Electrocution? Marsh already did
a
that.
A lot of things, I bet.
What if we get teleported? That'd be cool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's never happened before.
Exactly. We're not strangers to this.
Well,
can I get in one of the pods?
You can investigate it.
Yay. I'm going to try again.
Did you already investigate it?
Yes, I did, and I rolled poorly.
They're very bad at investigation.
I rolled a 12.
Oh my god.
With fresh eyes.
You can see the pod. They're kind of like oval shaped, but like if you took like a sphere and then stretched it out. That's
an oval.
That's an oval.
Oh my god.
That's an egg shape.
I'm trying my best over here, you guys. And they have those kind of seams running along them. You can't see anything that would look like a lid or a door or anything where you could enter into it, but there are those seams.
Can I try whacking one of the seams?
Yes.
Actually, I don't want to whack. I want to take my dagger and try to, like, stick it in there.
I have a crowbar.
No, you do not.
No, I have a boomerang.
I am going to make the executive decision that your crowbar can be used for not crowing things. Because you decidedly removed the crow function from the bar.
Just a 90-degree angle. I can still do stuff with it.
Something had to happen. Some punishment has to happen from that.
I'm gonna. You know,
in real life, has a crowbar. That's in real life, not I'm gonna boomeranged. Take
a crowbar and crowbar a thing at a 90-degree angle, and it's gonna work. This guy. And it's gonna
work all so much worse. Do you know like the point of crowbars?
Exactly. I think it's gonna it'll be. It'll still be functional.
Barely. It'll be impeded for sure. The function.
I think we should let Ren do his cool idea.
I think Ren wants to stab the seam.
Should stab things.
Roll, I guess, strength. Sleight of hand? Damn. Or strength works? Either one.
Strength is plus 7. Sleight of hand is only plus 3.
Oh, only plus 3. Ooh. I don't know. Okay, I got hostile there for a second. Sorry,
roll
gang.
Real dice. 17.
What? 17, you can stick your knife into one of the seams and you pry it a little bit. It is very difficult and you can pry it open very slowly, but there's a lot of resistance and it kind of snaps back shut and your knife is no longer in the seam.
Your knife is bent at a 90-degree angle. Can't use it as a knife now, can you?
No, the knife's fine. The knife's perfect.
Aww.
Because you know what? Thank you. You know what?
What?
He didn't try to pry it open 3 times.
You know what? I've got nothing.
yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, it seems like this pod is unpryable.
Damn. We should start just trying to break through the door that's probably 3 feet thick. I'm sure that'll go great.
Yeah, there is a door.
Ooh,
right?
I have a big hammer right here.
Yeah, let's just whack it a bunch. That cannot backfire.
Did Seeker try and open the door?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And there was no power.
I zoned out for a really long time.
I feel like all 4 of you did.
Yeah.
I have been paying attention.
I was like vaguely aware of things happening, you know?
Mark just said leave the room. Whatever. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
So Saradin goes to Seeker and says, do you think it would damage you to try and interact with that thing in the middle? It doesn't look like the same. It doesn't look like you're compatible with it, but, I mean, do you think it would be worth a try?
Seeker looks at you, and then at the thing, and then at you, and then at all the lightning, and then at Marsh, and back at you, and says, I don't think that would be a very wise idea.
Could we somehow harvest the lightning for power for the port? I cannot do this. I don't know how electronics
hold on. Let me look
work.
At my...
But lightning is electricity. So let's just invent that.
So I actually have a spell.
Oh, finally.
Called Absorb Elements, where I choose an elemental type of damage. And then when I get hit with that damage, I absorb some of it, which lessens its damage. And then I store it for...
later.
Attack.
See?
Attack.
We could attack the
Dude,
door.
Dude. You're genius.
Basically, Saradin is like a power bank.
Basically, let's try it. Let's try it out. I'm gonna approach the terminal.
I love that all our plans are just...
a dexterity saving throw.
Let's make this Hooray. Person get electrocuted. Great plans going on today.
That's a 19.
All right.
Yes.
Go ahead and take 3 lightning damage.
Okay. And I'll roll a d6 to see how much of it I absorb. That's a 4, so I don't take any damage, I guess. And now I have 3 lightning damage that I can use. So Saradin is now completely puffed up, like they're covered in static electricity.
Yes.
Circle.
And with like a little bit coming off the ends of the fur. And turns around and looks at Marsh and goes, so what do I do with the lightning now?
I would believe you would try to insert it into one of the ports by the nodes.
Okay.
That's such a smart idea, Marsh.
I do that. I'm just going to take my little hand and just like Zap.
Just put it right in. Okay. Make a attack roll.
Unarmed on the attack, port. I guess.
An unarmed attack roll on the port is the only way I can think to rectify this.
Okay, that is a 20 to hit?
Yeah, I think that hits.
Okay, great. Can I just say that I just do my lightning and don't actually punch it?
Yeah. So you put your hand like up to, and I think some of your fingers inside of the port, and you expel the lightning from you, and it's it kind of jolts out through your hand and it fizzles, and then nothing happens.
Boo.
Should we try it again?
Oh my god.
I feel like I only had a little bit of lightning.
Tin is not playing with us in this space, you know?
I've got a set of rules for the doors. I've got a set of rules that
your rules I haven't considered
qualifications that must be met.
Can I investigate the rooms? This is
the first puzzle that I've given you.
Oh my god, I forgot.
It's a puzzle. It's a puzzle, and I'm having you solve a puzzle in this problem-solving game.
So real with you right now, Tin. I genuinely have no idea what this room looks like because it was zoned out when you described it.
Oh my god.
Well, that's your fault.
What does Rain need to say?
I'm literally neurodivergent and an adult.
What does Rain have to say?
Does the node in the middle, does it look like it has an opening for a seeker? For Seeker's little finger thingy?
It does not.
So the only port in the room that has an opening for Seeker's for Seeker is the one on the door, and that didn't work.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly which node did I get?
That's a good question.
Because
I was imagining the door.
That's what I thought. So yeah. That didn't... Okay, great.
Oh, I was imagining one of the nodes. Okay.
One of, like, on the terminal?
One of the pods is what I was imagining.
We need to just use the word pods, or else I'm going to have no idea what we're talking about.
Okay, so there are... two docks. The docks each have a port on them that is a couple inches thick, and that's the port. On each of the docks, also, there is three of the larger pods on one, two of the larger pods on the other. The door has a port that Seeker can connect to, and a port on the other side that is the same thickness as the other ports that Marsh determined could be used to, like, disperse energy. That's the room. That's what you've got.
I wish this was a real thing I could look at. Because I'm sure then I'd be able to solve it like just like that, dude.
Yeah, I solving puzzles that depend on like the layout of a room and the things in it, purely in my mind, gonna be honest, not my strongest suit.
Really?
What is wrong
I'm
with
sorry,
you? What's your problem?
The puzzle is too good for us.
I cast command on the pod and I tell it to open.
Open is not one of the commands that you can use. That
shut
doesn't
up.
Exist.
You guys think I gotta piss.
I tell it to grovel.
Okay, yeah, you go. We're gonna talk amongst her.
Wait,
okay,
I need
So we've got in the center the terminal with the electricity. It has one port in it that Seeker can't use. We've got the door that's broken that Seeker can use. And then we've got the two docks. One of them has three big pods. One has two small. And they have a port on them as well that's not compatible with Seeker. And this is...
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Do you think that the vine that I took from the other room has electrical properties? And if we plugged it into one of the ports...
That. You should do that.
I'm going to do that. The second our... God comes back from the bathroom.
Yeah, and then connect it to one of the
pod
ports, though, not the door.
That is the one rule.
Your mom.
And your thing is how you hate when people eat on call. Hey, what is wrong with you? I'm calling you out. I hope you know that.
Don't call them out.
This is a call out post.
Silly.
It's fine.
What are you eating? What are you eating?
What do you
what
have?
Kind?
Well, it's a Swedish Christmas candy. It's like a...
I didn't ask. What is it?
It's a little candy Santa. It tastes like fruit.
That's nice.
Why would
it's
it
cute.
Not be peppermint?
I don't know. It's just
Swedish
the way it is.
Swedish people hate peppermint. Fun fact.
Hi, Tin.
This is... Well, it's like a foam thing.
Tin,
like
I've had a beautiful idea.
It would be gross if it was peppermint.
A beautiful concept and also idea. I take...
What's your idea?
I take the scarf vine off of my neck, and I go, I wonder if this has electrical properties, and I plug one end into the port, and then one end into one of the pods.
Okay, make a dexterity check.
Okay, hold on.
Saving throw.
I would love to do that. Oh, six.
Okay.
Not great.
But just four. I rolled really poorly on the
damage.
That's
perfect.
That's not one of the types that you get halved.
But I don't need it because you only gave me four. So we're good. If your barbarian can't take 4 points of damage, it's a shitty barbarian, gotta say. But does anything happen?
Okay, you connect both, and you can see that the lightning that is surrounding the machine in the center, there's a bit less, and it's a bit less sporadic.
Guys, I think it's working.
Yo.
Yo.
Wait. Do I have enough,
You have 50 feet.
You have 50 feet.
Yeah. Can I plug it into all of them?
I'd say so.
Yes! You're genius!
You take a little bit more damage.
That's fine. I love damage. It's getting me excited.
I don't know about that.
Pretend I didn't phrase it like that.
Electroshock bondage? Yeah, okay.
This is why you and Cyrus are such a perfect couple.
No, 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 no.
Guys, I'm gonna quit.
I'm done with this podcast.
How much damage do I take? I got a 15 constitution.
All right. Okay, that's 5 damage.
Perfect.
9 whole damage.
Apply. Beautiful. Paint us a word picture.
You connect both of the other ports that are left with the vines. And the lightning is still there a little bit, but it is only, you can see it kind of crackling around and is no longer shooting outwards. And as you do, there are kind of lights that appear on either docks and the pods and the node of the door as well.
Yes.
But the mechanical thrumming that you heard on the upper layer is still absent. And as all of those connect, they begin to be also charged with electricity. And it is kind of, what's the word I used before? I can't remember. That's fine. It's kind of
don't know.
Traveling across the door and the pods and the docks now as well. And also the walls. And as it does, a panel in the wall kind of pops out. And from behind it, you can see there are the ends of exposed wires that lead farther into the wall.
Exposed wires, you say?
What do you do?
Do the pods open?
Nope.
Damn.
Seeker, can you try the door again?
Of course.
And I'll go and look at the wires on the wall.
Okay, Seeker goes to try the door. And connects and says, the door appears to be overloaded. There is too much electricity diverted to the door, and it is still, as it stands, inoperable.
I feel like this door is a little bit picky with the electricity levels that it requires.
But it does not appear to be overloaded by all that much, so just one more slight dispersal of the energy would probably be enough to sustain power.
All right, Slay. Can I take a look at these exposed wires?
Yeah, go ahead and make an investigation check.
12.
With a 12, you can see that they kind of connect to the end of the panel, or they connected to the end of the panel before it fell off, and now they are exposed, but more so than that, they lead around, by your estimation, the walls of the room, and by your guess, the further into the city.
Okay, can I try connecting them back to the panel?
Yeah, go for it. I think you could just do that.
What type of roll is this?
I don't think you need to roll. I think you can just, actually, do you want to make a, whatever the check would be for your Tinker's Tools?
Cool. It's a natural one.
Nice.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Plus six, but
yeah, I think that I'm allowed to bend the rules because this is my show. Whatever, I don't care. I'm running this game, and you are able to kind of shoddily connect the wires to the generator, and as that happens, the last bit of electrical flares from the machine are just gone. A very faint thrum begins to grow as you hear the sound of gears turning and metal moving and machines coming to life. The two docks on the wall begin to glow a little bit more. The one with three pods extending them outwards and then horizontally, but they don't move or open in any way. The one with two pods does the exact same thing, except this time, both pods begin to open. Panels give way, metal bends and folds, and there, standing before you, between you and the doorway, are two robots. They look like standard humanoid figures, but their arms are long and winding, reminiscent of the tendrils you've fought before. Their three-fingered, pointed hands are spinning around, and on their backs are cables similar to their arms leading back into the dock. They take a moment to initialize before they look right at all of you, leaping towards you.